The nation's feedlot inventories continue to decline. A USDA report Friday giving the March 1st inventory at 10.8 million head, 1% less than March a year ago, and more significantly,
this was the 19th consecutive month of year-over-year declines in the inventory.
And USDA livestock analyst Michael Jewison says the decline came even with February placements of animals into feedlots up 15% from February a year ago at 1.65 million head. Why the big jump in placements? Jewison says first you have to remember 2013's February placements were historically pretty low.
So you're coming off of a very low year. Second factor is the dry conditions in the southern plains, Texas, Oklahoma, southwest Kansas. Third factor is very favorable returns for feedlot operators, which provides a incentive to bid aggressively for cattle.
And an incentive for cow-calf operators to sell, further shrinking the supply of cattle that will be available for future placements, sending cattle prices ever upward. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.